Good evening, everyone. This is National Consultant Richard and Mary Moytho. Glad you've taken this time to invest in your business. We've got an incredible guest speaker lineup tonight, where we've got Chris and Debbie Atkinson, number 5 income earners in Avid Energy, that will be joining us here shortly. Just wanted to check in with you guys on a few things. One, there is a Facebook page that is for this call specifically. There is various information that gets posted there. If you go to facebook.com and then just go ahead and search for Ambit Business Builder Call, you'll be able to find it. And then from there, we'd like you guys to be able to at least post questions or post, people that you'd like to have on this call. So help drive the content of this call so we can make sure that you guys are getting what you're asking for, what you think you need for your teams. So, and there's a couple of you that might have dialed in on the moderator line that is other than our guest speaker. If that's the case, please make sure your phone line is muted, because I do know we have a number of people that record this call simultaneously for your own records to go out on your websites or Facebook, which is fine. Just make sure you've got your background noise muted as well. But let's go ahead and get this call started here. It is incredible to think that we're coming up on 13 years in Ambit Energy. Ambit just had its 13th birthday. This is going to be our 13th ambition, and which means that the couple that we have on the line right now, we've been closely working with them and knowing them for between 12 and 13 years, depending on how you back off the math. When Mary and I finally got started, they were already blown and going in their business. And, you know, we were building up in the Dallas area. They were building strong in the Houston area. And Mary's got family down there in Houston, so we got a little something going on down there. And it was really neat to have, you know, the kind of leadership early on in Ambit Energy that really helped Mary and I kind of get some wind underneath our wings. You know, there was really just a few people that were there in the beginning that Mary and I could rely on to get coaching, training. And these are people that aren't even in our upline. They make no money off us. They're completely cross-line. But Mary and I were pretty much on our own. And so we're very grateful for this couple for being there. I mean, they laid the infrastructure down in the Houston area, and then from there they sprung-board that across the entire country and really kind of set a pace that was very, very hard to keep up with. It was hopeful to keep up with, but they have done some extraordinary things.
And they've got a litany of awards behind them. We don't have enough time on this call to go through all the awards, but some of the most special awards I know are to them is the Crystal Sphere Award, the People's Choice Award, the Pace Setter Award, as well as the well-esteemed Thompson Leadership Award. They are our number 5 income earner in the entire company. They're humble. They're friends. Help me welcome National Consultants Chris and Debbie Atkinson. You guys there?
Yes, ma'am. Here we are, and thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. We're just really honored to be invited on the call tonight. Thank you, guys.
We are so glad you could get on the call. We are blessed to have you.
Well, guys, tell us what's going on and what's going on in your world, and what are you excited about for Ambit Energy right now? We're just a couple of weeks away from Ambition.
Oh, I know. I can't believe we leave a week from Tuesday to head to Dallas. It's just come on us so fast. But, we've been really busy. Personal life we had just bought a house and remodeled it, but the Ambit business still grows, and so we still continue to do home parties. We still continue to do three-way calls and go to meetings and try and get more people involved as far as going to Ambition. I mean, we've been really busy this summer just doing what we love to do, and that's our Ambit Energy business. And so that's what we've been busy with personally. But we're excited about Ambition, and you said it. This will be our 13th Ambition. It's just amazing that the first Ambition was on my very first one-year anniversary of getting into Ambit. And we counted them up today and said, my goodness, 13 Ambitions. I can remember every single one like they were really yesterday, because each one is unique and different. You learn so much. You get there. You get to meet new leaders from around Ambit land. Each and every year we've met someone new. And like you said, just grown into great friendships that is just priceless. But the training that we get is amazing. We can't wait. We look forward to that week, and we actually try and take the week off leading into Ambition to kind of rest up a little bit, because the week of Ambition is just a really busy week. They've got you going to, we start off with bowling. We got trainings on Thursday, then more trainings and speeches on Friday, and then Saturday, the big event, the big day. We just can't wait.
You know, Richard, Mary, I got to tell you, I'm actually smiling right now to hear that we're going to take this week off. So that means I don't have to move any more boxes, don't have to touch up any paint. I mean, I'm so honored to be able to take the week off. But, you know, I'm sitting there listening, and it's just amazing how this just becomes part of life. And what I mean about that is we have been busy. Yeah, I mean, we bought this house with, you know, the thought of just moving in, but instead we decided to redo the entire house. But it hasn't stopped our Ambit life. In other words, everything just meshes together once we allowed it over the years that we've been here to just become part of life. You know, people ask us, you know, what do you do when you go out to work Ambit? Well, I guess it's just different. It's part of our life, so we just live our life. Does that include working Ambit? Well, yes. You know, I mean, we haven't missed any meetings. We did our final push when, you know, Daryl and Eric came out with the video about getting 500 extra people registered. We did so many extra calls and webinars and everything that we could to help make that goal for everybody so we could all get double, triple for a couple more weeks. Because we are actually super excited about getting to Dallas, Texas. I went to Tyler the other day to hear Brian McClure on his Sunset Tour, and matter of fact, one of our seniors, Kelly Gonzalez, rode with me, and we were talking about the Saturday night party being the 50s theme. And she sat there and she could rattle off the theme for the Ambitions that she's been to. You know, Western night, 70s night, and then she remembered the James Bond night. And man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. I remember all that particular Ambition, and just everybody dressed, I mean, totally super dressed up to make themselves look James Bondish, you know. And just to realize, like Debbie just said, the most important thing is that over time you have some people come into your life that aren't just Ambit consultants anymore. Maybe they were even friends before you brought them into the business, but then something again happens and it just raises to a new level. You know, when I walked into Tyler the other night and I saw Mary, it was like there's a breath of fresh air. You know, I mean, that's the part that unfortunately a lot of people don't get to experience. But, you know, we know the truth about Ambition. It's going to raise the belief level for all of us, from the brand new marketing consultant to you guys and to me and Debbie. I promise you it's going to do that. You know, we're human. We're going to come out of this thing more excited with a bigger belief in ourselves, others, and the company. And we're going to do some things. But, you know, leading into it, the thing that keeps us excited is we know what's going to happen after, meaning that those marketing consultants who show up to Ambition, they're going to be four times more likely to promote to regionals than the marketing consultant that decided to stay home and watch college football or preseason NFL football. The regionals who attend are going to make 76% more money in their career than the regionals that decided going to Dallas wasn't that important. And the seniors are going to make 78% more. You know, that's been the numbers over the past few years. But I have a pretty strong feeling that those numbers are going to increase with some things that are changing and some new things that are happening and coming our way. I think those numbers might increase over the next few years as far as the extra money that we make. So, yeah, I'm extremely excited. I can't wait. I mean, we were thinking about it today. I mean, got to start getting our clothes lined out and packed up and making sure we have all of our little ducks in a row. and I can't wait to get there. Matter of fact, we're going to kind of get there really early on Tuesday, probably before we can even check in, just because we want to. We really are excited. Now, listen, I know everybody on this call is already registered. I was listening in. I dialed in a few minutes early. I heard everybody introducing themselves and saying things like, see you in Dallas, registered for Ambition. So I know we're speaking to the choir right now. So I kind of want Debbie to switch gears here. Listen, everybody's already going. That's important. But there's something else that's more important than going. It's when you get home, what are you going to do? What are you going to put in place to basically take advantage of everything you're going to learn, see, and hear about for those few days that you're in Dallas? That's the exciting part. That's the party. But the action is what has to take place starting that Saturday night, that Sunday morning, and continuing on for days, weeks, and months into the future. And I know Debbie and I want to spend a few minutes just talking about the post-ambition and how we can all take advantage of everything that's about to be laid in our lap.
You know, Chris, you mentioned something about what we do. Do we go out to work ambit? No, we don't. We don't go out to work ambit. We just work ambit while out. So I got to tell a quick story, because tonight we wanted to buy one of those poker tables where the top flips over and all of this. And I found one on the neighborhood website someone was selling. I'm like, hey, you want to go look at it? Chris said, okay. So we go over there to look at it. And these two ladies are just as sweet as they can be. And, you know, so I'm talking to them. Well, they don't know it, but they're getting ready to see our Ambit presentation. But we were running a little late. We didn't want to be late on the call, so we didn't get to really go into it with them. But that's how you work Ambit while you're out, is you will run into people. You're going to, there's free leads around you all the time, and you're going to run into people 24/7. You just have to look around for them. So this is what I did. I'm just going to tell you what I did to set myself up, because this is what you're going to want to do after Ambition, to set yourself up. So what I did was I talked to both of them and asked them about their lives. What do they do? You know, we talked about how we just moved to Missouri City. We lived in Kema. She's downsizing. The friend lives in Sugar Land, which is just, you know, 5 minutes away. And so what do y'all do? And they're retired. All this, you know, so I'm finding out all about them. And I'm asking more questions. And so I know already what their why is. This lady is selling stuff, downsizing her house because she wants to move into more of like a senior living, 55 and over. She's tired of taking care of the yard. She just wants to relax and enjoy life. But there's a money problem there. Now, the friend is already retired and, you know, just doesn't have nothing to do. So right there, I've got two great prospects that I can talk to about Ambit Energy. And like I said, I didn't get to do it this evening, and that's okay because I've got their numbers. I'm going to go back to them. I'm going to talk to them, and they're going to see the opportunity. Now, whether they get in or not, that's their decision. But my job is to share this opportunity with everyone that I come into contact with. So when I got started, I had never been in network marketing before. I did not understand it. They just told me, the more people you show the plan to, the more chances you have to get someone signed up as a consultant or a customer. You need both. And that's how you're going to grow your team. And that's how you're going to grow your team really big. And if you want to grow it faster, show it to more people. Now, those were my instructions. I'm like, okay, that's easy enough. So it's show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. You get tired, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. You're tired. You don't want to do it. You just do it anyway. And that's how I went from a brand new marketing consultant to EC in 11 months. And I just kept doing it over and over and over. So that's what we do. We just continue to talk to people, find out their why first. I'm just not going to go up to someone and say, hey, you want to make some extra money on the side? Because people are going to shy away from you. They're going to say no. But I talk to them. I find out their why, what they need in life. And now I can go back to them and say, you know, you are saying that you're retired and you don't have anything to do. What I'd like to do is show you what I do on the side. Now, I make some good money, but I do it on a part-time basis. I don't know if it's for you or not, but let me look, show it to you. It'll take about 15 minutes. You might want to do it too. You make some extra money. You meet a lot of great people. Oh, okay. She's probably going to say, what's it about? And I'm going to say, it's about 15 minutes. And the other lady that's wanting to downsize and wants to retire, I'm going to say, great, I have something that you can do on the side. And when you retire, it's another stream of income for you. So can I show it to you? It's only 15 minutes. That's all I need. So that's what we do every single day. We've been doing it now over, oh gosh, almost 13 years. That's, wow, I can't believe we've been in Ambit almost 13 years. This October will be 13 years. It's gone by so quick. And you know what, guys? The next 13 years are going to go by just as quick. So that's why we have to build as fast as we can, because time's ticking and it's going to go right by. So what are we going to do when we come back from Ambition? We're going to call everybody we know. We're going to talk to everybody we don't know yet. We will know them. And even the people that's already said no to us, I'm going to call them again. Because those are the perfect people to go back to and say, oh my goodness, I just came back from our national conference and I'm so excited because I need to share this with you again. I don't know what they're going to give us up there on Saturday of Ambition, but they usually give us some great, great stuff to come back so that we can build our business and explode our business. So that's what we're going to do after Ambition, is go to work. Chris, what you got up your sleeve after Ambition?
Oh, I don't think I'm supposed to tell you, am I? But oh well. You know, on this past Monday, you know, registration for Ambition had already been shut down. And the only way, if you still want to get registered, you can just show up at the event in Dallas and you can walk into the corporate booth and you'll be able to get yourself registered. So, you know, registration had already been shut down. I'm in California, out in Stockton, California. We do the presentation. Matter of fact, it was the first time I've ever done a presentation where we had to stop because the fire alarm went off. They made us all go outside for 5 or 10 minutes. We came back in, finished the presentation, and there was this couple sitting on the front row. They were just invited the day before. They showed up. As soon as it was over, they stood right up and walked right up to me. And they said, we're ready to join now. I knew who they were a guest of, so I got their sponsor right over there. And they came back to me in about 10 minutes. And this is what they said. We are so excited. We got signed up already. And just so you know, while I was signing us up, my wife was on her phone and just bought us 2 airline tickets on Southwest Airlines. We'll see you in Dallas at that thing y'all were talking about called Ambition. So they already knew. They couldn't buy the ticket. Right, because registration was closed down, but they signed up as a brand new marketing consultant, and they instantly bought their airline tickets to head to Dallas to the event. Matter of fact, he heard us talking all about Ambition and how we started off with the Wednesday night bowling. He said, do you still have a spot available on your bowling team? Oh my gosh, this guy just fell out of the sky, and it was godsend that he's going to be a godsend to so many people when he gets back home from Ambition. So, you know, one thing I'd like to shout out to everybody is, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late. I hope you haven't already just decided to look in your power zone and say, oh, I got 12 people registered. I guess that's all I can get. Why? There's people in your organization that aren't registered. That does not mean that they have to sit home. You can still tell them, get off your hiney, drive or fly whatever it takes to get to Dallas, walk right into the Ambit Center right there at Kay Bailey Hutchinson Arena, and go into the Ambit Power Center, walk right up to the corporate desk, and get yourself registered. They're going to make you a bag, and you're going to be registered for the big promotions, and you get to participate in the entire 3-plus days of activities. So just because you have a teammate that's not registered, that doesn't mean they don't have to attend. Man, I'm telling you, we're still calling people and saying, what happened? Don't worry, you can still show up and get registered on site. And this is why we're still making the calls. Listen, I'm going to be 1,000% honest. I don't know what the promotion announcements are, and I have my hand up in the air. I swear to you, I do not know. But what I do know is that for the 12 past ambitions, I've never walked away disappointed. And I'm not just talking about the announcements. I've never been disappointed in Chris Chambliss's speech. I've never been disappointed in Jerry Thompson's speech. I've never been disappointed with the new tools that the corporate office rolls out for us. I've never been disappointed in listening to the motivational speakers that they have and the other consultants that they have from around the country and even last year around the world to come up on stage and talk to us, teach us, and train us. I've just never been disappointed. So I already know that come Saturday night, Sunday morning, whatever it is you want to think about, I'm going to be pumped out of my mind, and I'm not going to waste that. I'm not going to waste that built-in internal infusion that Ambit Corporate will have just given me and had the chance to give to you, too. I'm not going to waste that. So I'm not going to tell you exactly what we're going to do, but I am telling you that for Debbie and I, it's about a four and a half hour drive from where we live to get to the Anatole. That's where we're checking in, is at the Hilton Anatole, but we're going in separate vehicles. We're going to leave at the same exact time. And we're not taking two vehicles because we're bringing that much stuff. We're taking two vehicles because as soon as it's over and we wake back up Sunday morning and we go have breakfast and we go check out, Debbie's headed home to help conquer Houston all over again, and I'm driving up north. I'm telling you, we just believe in everything that these guys have always done for us. And I know some of you are hearing rumors and things now. We understand. We're excited. Actually, we're probably more excited today than we were 7 days ago. Everything that's about to happen for all of us is nothing but positive. There's going to be an infusion of growth that can mount up to take care of our families for generations to come, but it all starts now. And so to say that we can't wait, we honestly can't. You know, we may leave Monday, who knows? But we just can't wait to get there and be around each and every single one of you, shake your hands, give you those hugs, and participate. You know, I promise you there will not be a training day or anything where I'm late. That won't happen. I'm always going to arrive early. I'm always going to stay late, just like I do at weekly meetings that I always attend. And I hope you're doing the same exact thing. Yes, this is our 13th, so we have a track record to go from. But we're more excited about what's going to happen now and where our future is headed than we have been in the past few years. We're jacked out of our brains. We can't wait. And I hope that you start to feel the same way, because the future is going to be better than we had imagined. I promise you that. It's going to be better than we had imagined. Debbie, back to you, my wife.
Well, you know, it's not like we really want to be separated like what we're doing. That's our choice, because there's two things. One thing is we want our families to be taken care of forever. We do not want them to ever have to worry. But the second thing is we want other families to be in the same situation. And that's why we are choosing to go back to work once we get back from Ambition. Because, you know, while you're at Ambition, we don't feel like we're working at all there. And we'll do some calls. You know, people call us about different things. But that's still not, to me, a week of work. But when we come out of Ambition, yes, we're going back to work. And that's why Chris is going up there. We've got a team up in the Northeast that we're planning on making it even bigger. And we've got a team here. So what we're doing is that's our choice. It's called sacrifice. And you sacrifice a little bit now, and it'll pay you off forever, for so long. So, yes, Chris and I are so thrilled, even more thrilled today than probably that very first Ambition, to be a part of Ambit Energy, to be a part of this, to be a part of what's the future holding for Ambit. You know, even that Ambition 13 years ago, we didn't know what the future was going to be like. When we left Ambition, we didn't have a clue what was going to be the next year. And that's the way each year has been. But I know one thing, we just continue to work hard and help others. And guys, I got to tell you, if y'all do that, sacrifice a little bit more than what you're sacrificing, you're going to see the return is going to be so great. It's going to help your family and so many other families. And, you know, that's just the way we feel. That's the way we believe, and we just can't wait. Can't wait to go and help a lot of people change their lives. So, I got to tell you that Friday morning, and I'm so thrilled, I'm excited about this, and this is why I'm saying it. Friday morning, there's going to be a couple of corporate speakers first thing, and then I get to speak. And I'm going to talk about a skill set that you have to develop in order to be successful here. And I hope that I touch someone and I help someone out that morning, that they can go out and even build their Ambit business bigger. But it's not just me. It's all the people that are training. You don't want to miss 1 minute of any of the training. The speakers that the corporate office has picked out are the cream of the crop. They're the top-notch people, and they're picked for a reason to be speaking on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And we're just excited. I just can't wait. And I love listening to all the speakers. I don't like breakout sessions because I can't hear all the speakers. So I try and hear as many of them as possible because I learn from every single speaker. Even as a national consultant, I'm going to Ambition to learn from the other Ambit consultants, because they have stuff to teach, and I want to learn what they have too. So, I don't know, Mary and Richard, I know we covered a lot of stuff. If you need us to cover anything else, just let us know.
No, guys, you guys hit it right. Hitting the nail right on top of the head. You know, the thing that I like about, you know, even for us, you know, listening to you guys is, you know, we still extrapolate, you know, wisdom out of what you're saying. And I think there's a lot of people in Ambit, you know, that whether they're new or they've been or they got stuck or they're just getting restarted, the thing that we've always tried to make sure that we practice is learning from other people's wisdom. You know, you can learn from your own experience, and that's an expensive way to learn. Or you can learn from somebody else's wisdom and take their experience and either avoid a painful road or a much more rewarding road. And so getting other people's wisdom is critical in this business. To build this business on your own is just not as fun. I mean, that's why it was built inside of the idea of you're going to build a team. You're going to build teams. Well, in order to build a team and build teams, you're going to have to follow somebody else that's built the team and has also built teams.
You know, one of the reasons why we've all become so close is I remember before you guys, Chris and Debbie, were Chris and Debbie. It was just Chris, and then it was just Debbie. But I remember running into Chris at meetings, and Chris, you were already quite a few steps ahead of us, and I remember always coming to you and asking what your residual at, and then also asking you, okay, what are you doing? And just really reaching and trying to keep up with you guys because you were already doing what we were trying to do. And that's really what ambition is about, and you guys have covered it, that it's really about getting in front of people who have already done what you're trying to do so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And literally, we could tell you everything that happens at Ambition, but there's nothing that we can say is ever going to adequately describe Ambition to you. And I just think about all the consultants that I've talked to about, that they've talked about their first ambition and the difference it made in their business. And so if you're on the fence, or if you're thinking about it, or if you're thinking, I can't go, stop asking, stop saying you can't go, and start asking yourself, how can I go? How can I make that happen? Because when you say you can't go, you kill off all possibility. When you say, how can I make this happen, your brain starts to think creatively in ways that it hasn't thought of before. So, you know, we've watched Chris and Debbie think of creative things in their business. They've blown and gone, and they have made an incredible business. And so we just so appreciate the path that you've tread before all of us, and for the work that you continue to do, and all the giving that you continue to give to the Ambit family. So we so appreciate you guys. We look forward to seeing you next week. And I'm going to unmute the line so that everyone can say goodnight to you guys, and thank you for being on the call.
Thank you, Chris and Debbie. See you at Ambition.
Thank you.